Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the new way to source liquidation goods. Now it's your turn to call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
So I just realized why we couldn't get to that map.
Why is that?
Because it was written wrongly in the show sheet. So it should be ebayinc.com/enabling commerce. Don't put the E in front of commerce. So it's
there it
enabling
is.
Commerce. And when you bring that up, it is so cool, Griff.
Yeah, it's cool.
So I clicked on the one in Mexico, and a seller came up, Alejandro Monroy, known on eBay as Alex 200373. And it tells about Alex. After completing his MBA, Alejandro worked in sales for consumer products. He got all fired up about them and started selling on eBay. So it's just kind of cool. And who did they pick for the United States? Nick Martin, Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, I see.
Boulder, Colorado, the Pros Closet, an avid cyclist and minimalist. Nick Martin used eBay to sell all of his worldly possessions, with the exception of his bike and vehicle. The experience on the platform motivated him to launch the Pros Closet in 2005. So picked one person from each country. Korea. Here's one, you know, just kind of cool to give a look at it, and it's kind of inspirational.
I love some of this in data, by the way. So here's some figures.
Figures.
Year-over-year sales growth for established eBay small business sellers, the small business SMB, is 20%. The annual GDP growth of the World Bank is 4%. The year-over-year growth in the number of small business sellers on eBay is 9%. Overall, that's just compared to the world. eBay small business sellers that are newcomers, they're 41%. And year-over-year sales growth for newcomers on eBay is 33%. eBay small business sellers that export, that will sell around the world, are 97%. So if you're part of that 3%, you're really doing yourself a grave disservice. 59% of sellers export to 10 or more countries. Just a few little data points that are on that as well. We like data.
Fascinating stuff. I just clicked on the one from India, and it's from Mumbai.
Yes.
And it's a fellow named Mohammed Tushif Ansari, and his business is called Skin Outfit. He migrated to Mumbai from a northern India state a few years ago. He was inspired to turn his craft. See, this is for all people who are artists, to show you how it can work for you on eBay.
Exactly, yeah.
He was inspired to turn his craft into his own business, manufacturing and exporting leather garments. With eBay, he launched his dream and grew it exponentially. Today, he has his own retail brand, Skin Outfits, and exports to 30 countries. He's 24 years old, Griff.
He's just a kid.
If he can do it, we can all do it. Come on. Let me see. Down in Mexico, we already did that one already. Anyway, it's fascinating. Here is, let me click on this one and see what I get up here. Oh, this is Italy. Oh, and what do you think an Italian would be selling?
Shoes.
Absolutely. He's called Footlover. Footlover. Mario Calabrese and his family have been in the footwear business since 1935.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1992, Mario's father handed the business down to him.
Oh.
Just as big shopping centers began entering the local market, struggling against the competition, Mario turned to eBay in 2004 to find new revenue streams.
Yeah.
He launched Footlover, selling his store's surplus goods initially and then responding to customer demand for new and unique products. And in 2003, he developed an international strategy, specifically marketing to Germany, England, the U.S., and Australia. And today, He's grown its exports from just 10% and sales to almost half.
So he's located in this. He's in Grassano, which is the extreme south of Italy, I believe, Calabrese. So that's an interesting area because it's normally, you know, the south of Italy is very poor, and compared to the north. So he's making a business right there.
One of the times that I visited Italy, I had to go see, of course, my first visit, I had to go see the Fountain of Trevi because of Three Coins in a Fountain movie, what can I say? And I'm standing there, and there's shoe stores all around it. I mean, that's the kind of boutiques there are around the Fountain of Trevi,
so,
at least back then.
Just to be, I got a little correction here. Grassano, where the Italian cellar is located, is in the region of Basilicata, not in Calabrese.
Okay.
I just want to be correct.
Thank you. Okay. So I'm standing there, and I see all these shoe stores, and I go in, and I bought a pair of Italian shoes.
Italian shoes.
They were the most uncomfortable pair of shoes I have almost ever had in my life.
Well, comfort has nothing to do with it. What do they look like?
They were gorgeous.
Well, there you go.
Gorgeous. But what is it about Italian shoes, Griff? Why are they so hailed?
I think because of the workmanship. They may not always be the most comfortable shoes, but they're always the good-looking shoes. I learned this the hard way on my first trips to Italy, which I noticed that when people are sizing you up, what they would do is immediately look at your feet and then work their way up. And the problem was that if you had on really what they would consider not very good-looking shoes, they would just stop. So I had these people look at my shoes and then look at me and say, oh, American, huh?
Oh, duh.
Right. So le scarpe, which is the Italian for shoes, is the single most important piece of apparel that any Italian can wear. And you don't want to wear ugly shoes. You want really, really nice shoes. And after you spend time there, you look around at Italians, you realize, well, they're, you know, overall great dressers, or a lot of them are, but it's the shoes. Mm-hmm. It is definitely
all about
the shoes. It's all about
the
shoes.
And the base, yes.
Yep.
So I'm on now that same
e-commerce
map, and then we'll leave. But right. I'm on the one from United Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
And they chose Sanjay Agarwal, and it's called, his store is called Spice Kitchen.
It's Agarwal.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Agarwal.
Agarwal. Yeah. Okay. In 2013, Sanjay and his mother parlayed their passion for creating fresh and delicious spice blends into Spice Kitchen, an eBay store. The business is based in Birmingham. It's grown into a full-time endeavor servicing over 2,000 customers, originally focusing on just Indian spices and blends. They've now expanded to include Mexican, Moroccan, African, Middle Eastern, Jamaican, and Chinese. So these are all people who, before eBay, were just kind of floundering a little bit.
Yeah.
And found their entrepreneurial niche with eBay. We like that a lot. And speaking of someone who obviously found their niche with eBay, Helen from Rainier, Oregon.
Helen.
Known on eBay as Summer Toad.
Yes.
Hi, Griffin Lee. Please confirm something for me that I'm assuming is the case.
Oh.
With first-class rates available for items under 16 ounces via eBay labels,
right.
I am assuming that I will not be able to put items that weigh over 13 ounces but under 16 ounces in the blue outdoor USPS mailboxes. Currently, first-class packages can be placed in those blue boxes. I'm assuming I will have to make sure that my first-class package does not weigh over 13 ounces if I want to leave it in one of those blue outdoor boxes.
That's not true.
Okay.
Yeah. The only restriction about what you can put into a blue box, those mailbox collection collectors that we've seen for years, is that it has to be able to fit. And you can't, if something is 13 ounces or over, you have to have a printed label. You can't put stamps on it. So, because it has to be trackable, who knows what someone's going to stick in one of those boxes. But I have many times put a priority rate envelope or small flat rate box in those blue boxes.
Okay. And
if it fits in the door, you can put it in. Just make sure that the label for anything over 13 ounces is printed and not stamps. You know, some people put mm-hmm. stamps on an item.
Okay, fantastic. Does that make
sense? Yeah.
It certainly does.
Right.
888-RADIO-30 is our phone number, 888-723-4630 if you'd like a listing dish today, or if you have a question or a comment or a tip for other sellers.
A tip.
We would love to hear from you as well. And by the way, the eBay Radio Group newsletter, you know, that's the one where you hear the duck quack.
Right.
On Tuesdays, and you get to call in and win something, and you have to find the secret word. It's in the eBay Radio Group newsletter. All you have to do to find it is go to ebayradio.com and sign in. Then scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post. It's the one with the word newsletter in its title.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe. Then you'll receive it twice a week right in your inbox, including on Tuesdays, the secret word to win the Duck Quack Prize. So it's pretty easy to get to, I think. And we do enjoy you in the chat room also. Let me see what's going on in the chat room. Have you been watching it this morning, Griff?
What? Have I been watching what?
Okay. Hi, guys. I'm new here, and I'm sure this question is off topic. I shipped out an item today for a sale I made yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I went into my PayPal account today and noticed the sale was a reversal after I shipped out the item.
Mm-hmm.
Is this some sort of eBay buyer scam?
I have no idea. You have to call PayPal.
Oh, yeah, that has to do only with PayPal.
Yeah.
Shipped out an item. She bought it on eBay, went into her PayPal account, noticed the cell was, yeah, she's going to have to contact PayPal about that one.
Yes. This segment was brought to you by BULQ, the new way to source liquidation goods. We can hardly wait to hear from you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And we'll come back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee in a moment.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick Start and End Dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the Sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at campaigngo.com. That's campaigngo.com.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And la peace de resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
Let's face it, you're the Energizer Bunny of thrifting. So you need a mobile tool that can keep up with you. WorthPoint is up to the job and lets you do your research while in the field. Simply download WorthPoint from your iPhone or Android. WorthPoint's database goes back as far as 10 years, with more than 1 billion stored images and corresponding prices. WorthPoint has collected more than 100,000 makers' marks, yet searching all those images takes mere seconds. WorthPoint's mobile app provides huge pictures, lets you save searches, and gives you suggestions about what you're searching for. It even corrects your spelling. WorthPoint also offers an indexed library of more than 1,000 reference books, so you can research online. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. We'd love to talk to you, and we can if you call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We could call you, but we don't know your number.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
Well, we used to do that, you know, at some radio stations back in the, let me see, this would be in the late 60s.
I remember them well.
There was a certain radio station promotion that kind of swept the country, different radio stations.
Really? What was that?
Okay. If you get a phone call and you answer your phone, I listen to eBay Radio, you win money.
Oh.
All right. So
how much? $1.5 billion?
No, in those days it was like 600, which was a lot of money.
$600 in the late 60s?
Yeah, it was anything from like 100 to 1,000, and it depends on some stations would, you know, do a virtual wheel, you know, spin a wheel and say, okay, this is going to be for $600. And they make the phone call, and if you answer it and say, I listen to Kogo Radio, you win money.
Well, that's just ducky.
They would call you.
Well, imagine that.
Yes.
Would you just imagine
that? That's not the way this works, honey.
No, I know.
You must call us at 888-RADIO-30 in order to talk
with us. We could be really annoying calling you.
Or you could send us a contact us email if you like.
But here's me calling you. Ready?
Right.
Hi. Do you have Aunt Jemima in a box?
I do.
Don't you think you should let her out?
Ha, ha, ha. I'm going to tell your parents. There was what? Prince something in a can, too,
right.
Back then.
Can you page my friend? Sure. What's his name? What's her name? It's Amanda. Amanda, yes. Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Yeah. You're a brat.
Yeah. I need Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Oh, is your refrigerator running? That's another one.
Is your refrigerator running?
Yes. You better go stop it.
You better go catch it.
Right.
Those refrigerators are expensive.
So we have the...
Did you do that as a child? Yes,
absolutely not.
It's a boy thing.
I wouldn't have even thought of doing such a thing.
Yeah, well, I was a wise guy, so...
Yeah,
I admit, I was like 8 or 9 years old, I did that. One person said, let me speak to your mother. I said, sure.
You know...
That was a mistake.
Boys are, you know, little, you know, brats. Oh, my God.
We could be, yeah, you know. We could. We're just trying to be cute.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't work.
You figure that out way too late.
So if you'd like to join us in the eBay Radio chat board.
Yeah, I do.
Go to ebayradio.com. That's where all good things start. Click the big orange listen live button, then click group chat on the eBay Radio player, and that'll take you right into our eBay Radio.
I made such a mistake on Tuesday.
What did you do?
I went out of thrifting. I didn't buy that much, but... I bought a pair of shoes, Salvatore Ferragamo, old shoes.
Ooh. For yourself?
To resell.
Oh, to resell, okay.
And I didn't look at them really close, and there's a little problem with them, so I can't sell them now. And I thought, I didn't spend that much. I'll just eat it. But, I had visions of, old vintage Ferragamo shoes can bring a lot of money. So I had visions of big profits on this, and then I looked at it real close, and I said, oh, I can't. It's not perfect. There's a problem with the shoe. I got to look closer. And you know why? You know why I didn't look closer?
Why?
Because I saw the brand and I said, oh, yeah. And I recognized that was the old 1970s logo. And I said, yeah, I got to get those. And I put them in the cart and woo, woo, woo. And then I got all excited about another pair of shoes and I wasn't paying attention to those. And I should have looked at them closer.
It's happened to all of us.
Yeah,
remember my little pirate statue? That had the little tip of the sword missing.
Yeah, I remember.
After we listed it and everything, but it sold. You know, I called it out. I noticed it before we listed it, and I called it out, and it still sold. So.
Well, because, it'll still sell. I just feel, I don't offer shoes or shirts if they're not perfect. So, I could call it out, but I don't, I want to preclude any condition issues. So, if it's got a condition issue, I don't sell it.
Period.
That way, yeah.
Period.
Because I pride myself saying our used apparel is as close to new as possible. There's nothing wrong with anything we sell.
Mm-hmm. I have some boots that are suede.
Yeah.
Three pairs that I bought in New York and Chicago when I lived there and didn't wear much. We're going to put them on eBay. I guess I have to look at the exact state of them. I think they look pretty good. Should I take them and have them, like, polished and stuff? Or, well, actually, you don't polish suede. I guess I'll brush them and stuff before I take the pictures.
There's nothing wrong with, depending on the value, you don't want to spend a lot of money having them fixed up. Mm-hmm. I don't bring my shoes into somebody to have them fixed. But I do, I carefully wash my shoes that I buy. And I do everything to make them look presentable. And that could be if I'll change out the laces if they look a little wonky. I definitely polish them. I do clean and sanitize the insides so that, you know, just as it's a good measure. And then I do, I clean the soles.
And you sanitize the insides how?
I use rubbing alcohol on a tissue, and I try not to get, you know, you don't want to like erase the logo or anything, mm-hmm. but you just kind of dab it around. That okay. takes care of it.
Okay. Because they smell pretty good, but
yeah. Who knows? Well, my shoes smell great.
Yes.
And what else?
Griff thinks his feet don't stink.
I never said that.
Yeah. Okay.
I always clean off the soles. I'm amazed how many people don't do that. You can take a pair of shoes. Like, I bought a couple pairs of shoes last week that no one was buying them because they were dirty on the outside. But I could see that they just needed to be cleaned up. And when they cleaned up, they looked almost new. You know, it only took a few minutes on each pair.
Yeah, I think we should clean them up before we sell them.
Well, of course. I mean, I'm kind of proud of what I sell. I don't want to send off a pair of shoes with, like, dirt caked in the sole. Unless that's your business model. You know, there's some people who sell shoes. There's some people who sell, like, used work boots. And the funkier, the better. Because, well, that's a particular audience. And they say things like, you know, I wore these on the job site. And, you know, I scratched my butt a few times. And
showed my, yeah, whatever.
And so, and there's somebody who wants the, you know, the shoes, the boots. And we'll just leave it at that. But that's not my business model.
All three pairs of these boots are pointy-toed, but I noticed they're wearing those now. They wear them almost all the time. And if not, pointy-toed shoes come back.
Oh, everything comes back.
But I noticed on the red carpet they had some pointy shoes this year, so who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see if it works. They're really nice shoes, too, all three of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Are they brand name?
But I have to go home and look. The boots I have on right now are Bloomingdale brand, but I'm not selling these.
Yeah.
So they could have Nordstrom or I don't know. I'll have to go look. I used to do a lot of my shoe buying at Nordstrom back then. So
oh.
I don't know. We shall see.
We shall see.
Let me see. There was something else. Oh. Your sellers group meetup. People are slow to get me stuff this year.
I wonder, well, they're, you know.
Yeah, because it's the beginning of the year. So you can add your sellers group meetup or other eBay seller event to the eBay Radio seller events calendar in the eBay Radio archives. Just go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue archives on demand button, then click on submit a seller event in the upper right-hand corner of any archives page. Fill out the web form and we'll add your event to the calendar, which is located under the Seller Resources tab. On the calendar, just click on the event name and you'll see everything you need there. So it's kind of different with our new system right now. It's kind of easier to read, I think, than the actual calendar format was. So it's a little different right now. So people are writing in asking, what are the dates for the eBay Radio Party and Conference? We honestly do not know yet, honest to goodness. It's still in the planning stages. We'll let you know as soon as we know.
Yeah, I mean, most years you don't tell them until February anyway.
Yeah, mostly. Because usually it's always the third week in June. It may be a little different this year.
It might be, I know, yeah.
So we're not sure.
Hopefully that'll work itself out.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, please know that we love to party as much as you do, and we're on tenterhooks. So, please know that we're interested, too. It's some of the email I got acted like, you guys are talking about it and all this stuff, but we are. So there's also the eBay Radio Seller Resource Center, Griff.
Yes, I know that well.
Got lots of good stuff on it. All you have to do is click the Archives on Demand button. You'll come to our archive page.
Yeah.
Hover over the top. There's a link that says Seller Resources. If you hover over that, you'll find several things. The Seller Tools and Services page, the Sellers Group Directory. That's a directory of all the sellers groups in the United States and beyond, internationally as well.
Ah.
So there may be one in your area. There's also our seller events calendar, which we were just talking about, and a seller bookshelf with a lot of must-read titles in it and some seller bookmarks that link to various useful but hard-to-find pages at ebay.com, and Lee's advice for the entrepreneur. It's all located under Seller Resources in the eBay Radio Archives. So, you know, we'd like to get you over there as much as possible, if you can. So, Griff, what's up for you this weekend?
No plans. I hope there's one good weather day so I can take my bike out on the road and get some exercise. I will be listing, of course.
You have a day off, right? It's a national holiday.
Is Monday the day off?
We're not doing a show on Tuesday because it's Martin Luther King.
I think we have that day off.
It is a federal holiday. eBay gets 10. I looked it up.
Yeah, I just don't remember what they are.
You
know,
I
should know these things.
I'd like to know because we should kind of, you know, mirror eBay with that.
Yeah,
if you'll let me know, I appreciate it. But it's a federal holiday. What we do is we take off the Tuesday after all the federal holidays so our team can get a day off the day before.
Right. Yeah, I'll look it up. I don't know what the answer to that is. This segment was brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. We're coming right back after this. Call us at 888-723-4630 and ask Griffin
Lee. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
When it comes to shipping, sometimes you need to think outside of the box. Say hello to Roadie, the first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping community. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone. Tell Roadie what you need to send where and by when. And they'll connect you with someone already heading in the right direction. Think carpooling for cargo. When you sell those too big, too heavy items, Roadie gives you a faster, cheaper, friendlier way to send your stuff across the country. Whether you need to send an armchair to Atlanta or skis to Seattle, Roadie will get your stuff where it needs to go, even on weekends and overnight. Roadie handles the fee and payment, while real-time GPS tracking keeps you informed. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit Roadie.com.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more. All to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200. So you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.